In baseball, the Boston Red Sox stretched their lead in the American League East. Clay Buchholz scattered three hits in five innings of Boston's 2-0 shutout of Tampa Bay. Johnny Gomes and Jared Saltalamacchia both drove in a run for the Red Sox, who extended their lead over second-place Tampa Bay to 8.5 games in the East. The outcome keeps the Rays' lead for the second American League wildcard berth at 1.5 games over Baltimore and Cleveland, with the Yankees just 2 games back. The Yanks won for the first time in their last 7 games at Camden Yards. Alfonso Soriano belted a pair of homers, including a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the 8th inning of the Yankees' 7-5 triumph over Baltimore. Kansas City doubled up Cleveland 6-3, the Angels 12, Toronto 6, Detroit cruised ahead of the White Sox 9-1, Minnesota edged Oakland 4-3, and Houston crushed Seattle 13-2. In the National League, it was Washington over the Mets 6-3. The St. Louis Cardinals are spending another day in sole possession of first place in the National League Central after beating Milwaukee 4-2. The Reds are 3 games off the National League Central lead after they lost to the last place Cubs for the second straight night, this time 9-1 in Cincinnati. San Diego took Philadelphia 8-2. Atlanta bested Miami 4-3. Atlanta's magic number to clinch the National League East is 7. The Dodgers topped Arizona 5-3 in 11 innings, giving Los Angeles a magic number of 6 for clinching the National League West. And Colorado beat San Francisco 9-8. In the NFL, Detroit Lions defensive lineman Ndamukong Suh has been fined $100,000 for an illegal low block in the season-opening victory over Minnesota last weekend. Running back Brandon Jacobs has returned to the New York Giants after playing for them from 2005 to 2011. Finally, the United States men's soccer team can begin preparations for its 7th consecutive World Cup appearance. The Americans got in with a 2-0 shutout over Mexico and Panama's 2-2 tie with Honduras. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.